Vermont's rural hospitals are in trouble. A recent report found that 8 of the state's 14 hospitals fell short of revenue forecasts in 2018. There are a lot of reasons why some of the state's hospitals have been operating in the red. But hospital officials say a workforce shortage is one of the biggest challenges, and it's having a serious effect on the bottom line. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
It's been a long time now since the emergency department at Gifford Medical Center in Randolph has been staffed with full-time nurses. Human resources manager Kim Carboneau says it's always been hard finding nurses, but lately Gifford has pretty much run out of local options. So the hospital's trying something new.
Just signed a contract with a company out of Florida that recruits international nurses. So heard about it, checked references, talked to them, and just decided we have to. It's just, we don't have a choice right now.
Gifford Hospital has about 120 registered nurses, and Carboneau is hopeful that the foreign nurses will be happy here in Randolph. Gifford's been using local agencies to send in traveling nurses, but even those services are drying up. And any time a hospital has to work with an outside agency to bring in a nurse or doctor, Carboneau says it costs Gifford money.
The company charges a fee. So like for a travel nurse, it might be, I don't know, $60, $70 we pay per hour. The nurse is only getting maybe $30, $32. The travel company, they'll pay for their benefits, they'll pay for their housing, maybe a living allowance type thing. So we're paying that fee.
When news broke that Springfield Hospital lost $14 million over the past few years, the Green Mountain Care Board took a closer look at how all 14 of the state's hospitals were doing. Many lost money. Here at Gifford, the loss was almost $7 million. And so I asked CEO Dan Bennett where he'd place the labor shortage among the long list of concerns he has about the hospital's future.
Well, it's got to be number one or one A or however you want to put it.
Because here's the thing. When you run an emergency department or a childbirth center, you need staff available 24/7. And if you can't find local workers, you have to pay for temporary doctors or locums. Like the visiting nurses, temporary doctors also cost hospitals more money, and Bennett says it's been cutting into the margin. Last year, the number of surgical procedures performed by a locum at Gifford increased by more than 4 times. And in a recent report to the Green Mountain Care Board, Gifford Hospital reported that its revenues were down, partly because there were simply not enough doctors and nurses to do the work. But Bennett says it's not just the medical staff that is hard to replace. He says whether it's in IT or food service, it's increasingly harder to hire, which leads to overtime, low productivity, and ultimately less profit.
Every part of the organization, every role right now has been pretty difficult to recruit for. There just aren't enough people out there for the positions that are open. And that's not a Gifford problem. That's a statewide, and I would say probably for most, at least in rural areas in America, wide problem.
And the problem is putting pressure on Vermont's whole rural hospital system, according to Gifford's chief medical officer, Josh White.
One of the big problems is effectively we have created an arms race between all of the local hospitals where they're pilfering each other's workforce. That's biggest in nursing.
White says the turnover last year hit the hospital hard because patients who lost their doctor might have moved on to another provider. And he says he expects the recent hires to build up their practice as time goes on. White says the hospital is starting its own training program to help staff advance into more technically advanced positions. But he's hoping the recent focus on the struggles among Vermont's rural hospitals gets lawmakers more involved, because he says small hospitals like Gifford probably can't figure this out on their own.
We're going to need help from the state. There are things that they can do in terms of things like loan reimbursement. And if a legislature implements programs for loan reimbursement, it makes a place like Gifford a lot more attractive.
White says Gifford is trying to be more selective in its hiring, even as it faces worker shortages. He says the hospital wants to make sure new hires understand what it means to live in a small rural town. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Randolph.